A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Daf Pei, Yuma 80A, pagination page 159. We're starting at the bottom of the page, about 15 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is V'yastum, and then we begin at the two dots, Hashosem Elo Lugmav, a person who drinks a cheekful on Yom Kippur would be liable for breaking the fast, and has undone the level of inui, of affliction, on Yom Kippur. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Lo Melo Lugmav Mamish, we're not talking about both cheekfuls. Ela Kol She'ilu Yisalkenu Letzad Echad, one cheekful, you put the liquid on one side, V'yirekim Elo Lugmav, and it appears like the cheeks are full, that's the impression that you get, and that's already considered the amount of the drinking on Yom Kippur, that's considered the violation. V'anantanan melo lugmav. We learnt melo lugmav, it sounds like both cheekfuls. Ema kimelo lugmav, it should be understood to mean like the cheekfuls, but really it's only one cheekful that we're talking about. Now, the ramification over here in laws of Yom Kippur is very significant. We're dealing, in practical application of this, with a person who is ill. He's supposed to be drinking on Yom Kippur for health reasons, but he wants to find out if it's possible for him to keep within the threshold of fasting so that he's not considered having broken his fast. So he wants to drink less than a melo lugmov, less than one cheekful, in order that he could be considered still fasting. The logic being that even though you're not allowed to eat or drink at all on Yom Kippur, chatzishir osur min haTorah, it is forbidden to do so, but it's not the classic violation. It's not the level of kares, of the true punishment of breaking one's fast. And the reason for that is because he did not undo the status of inui, of affliction. He may have tasted something, but he didn't truly drink enough to undo the fast. Now, in practical terms, how much are we talking about? So, these laws are discussed over here by laws of Yom Kippur regarding a chole, a sick person. They're also discussed in the laws of Shabbos because a person has to drink from the cup of Kiddush a melo lugmov, a cheekful. How much is that? So we're told that a melo lugmov is rubo shel revius, most of a revius. Revius is referring to revius halug, which is 1.5 beitzim, 1.5 eggs, the displacement, the liquid displacement. And an egg is the equivalent of 2 olives. So if we talk 1.5 beitzim, we're talking about the amount of 3 olives. Now, how much is that? So Rabbi Bodner, in his Kizayis book, did us a great favor, and even though there's a margin of error involved, but for practical purposes, he placed a kezias at approximately 1 ounce. So for illustrative purposes, to keep things really simple, if a revius, the amount that the Kiddush cup has to hold, is 3 zasim, that means it's 3 ounces. And if he has to drink rov revius, most of that, so then he's drinking just over 1.5 ounces, just above that, in order to get his melo lugmav. Likewise, when we transfer that logic to fasting on Yom Kippur, we're going to say that a person is going to be drinking over here as a sick person on Yom Kippur, just less than Melo Lugmov. Now again, we're going to try to figure out how much is Melo Lugmov, and try to stick to right below that. So there's a margin of error here in exactly how big the olives and displacement and everything else. So when it comes to drinking from the Kos of Kiddush, we try to be machmir and drink the extra little bit. When it comes to the laws of Yom Kippur, when you're dealing with breaking one's fast, we're going to make sure to drink just a little bit less than the lowest amount that we think possible to be Melo Lugmov. And that's in a practical sense why many Rabbonim, if they're just talking quickly, how much is Melo Lugmov, your cheekful, they work very quickly and they simply say, take a schnapps glass of 1 ounce, and that's the amount you could drink. Because our assumption is that a Melo Lugmov is definitely more than 1 ounce, whatever the exact number is. According to one opinion, it's 40 cubic centimeters, which is 1.35 ounces. But whatever the exact numbers are, it's certainly more than 1 ounce. And therefore, if you're dealing with 1 ounce and you do 1 ounce every 9 minutes or every 5 minutes, whatever the rabbi recommends for that situation, so the 1 ounce amount is going to be less than a Melo Lugmov. Keep in mind that in reality, a Melo Lugmov is subject to the actual person, to the variation of the actual person. A larger person is going to have a bigger Melo Lugmov, and he's going to actually, if he really tested, filled his mouth with water and spit it out and calculated, he would actually come up being able to drink more because his mouth is bigger and his Melo Lugmov is bigger. But again, in a practical sense, we don't usually sit filling the mouth with water and spitting it out, etc. We simply work with the 1 ounce shot glass and recommend that the person drink that amount multiple times over the course of Yom Kippur. If you think about it, in a case where a person really needs to get liquid into them, I once had a case of a woman who was getting over chemotherapy, and the doctor said she absolutely cannot afford to get dehydrated. So we discussed how much to drink, and we established that if she would drink, and she was able-bodied, she was comfortable, she just couldn't afford to get dehydrated. So while she was sitting there with her machzor, she kept taking this 1 ounce amount of drink every few minutes. And like that, she was able to get in 12 ounces an hour. And certainly, there's enough hydration there if the person is able-bodied and able to use that method. So that is a method that enables them to continue halachically fasting and still be getting liquid into them. Now, the Gemara over here tells us that there's a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel as to how much a person would be allowed to drink on Yom Kippur without being considered the breaking the fast level. If you look about 8 lines from the bottom of the page, Beis Shammai Omrim Revius. Beis Shammai says the amount is a Revius. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim Melo Lugmov. And Beis Hillel says that it's the cheekful method. Drop down to the almost end of the page, 1 line up. Maskifla Rav Hoshia. Rav Hoshia asked, Im Kain, if you tell me that Beis Shammai is saying Revius, and Beis Hillel is saying only one cheekful, Havale Mikule Beis Shammai Umechumre Beis Hillel. It turns out that this is a leniency of Beis Shammai because he's allowing you to drink all the way up to just below a revius. In our case of one kezias to 1 ounce, he's being allowed to drink almost 3 ounces. Umichumre Beis Hillel, and it's a strict approach of Beis Hillel in that he's only allowing you to drink one cheekful, which in our analogy is just below 1.5 ounces. So Beis Shammai is allowing you to go just below 3 ounces, and Beis Hillel is allowing you to go just below 1.5 ounces. Beis Hillel is much stricter. What's the problem with that? The problem is that there's a Mishnah in Edios that presents Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with a mnemonic device, which is generally Beis Shammai is the strict one. We're not talking personalities here, but mnemonic device. Generally, Beis Shammai is the strict one, unless it's one of the exceptions that's listed. And this is not listed as an exception, even though it seems to be. It seems to be an exception because Beis Shammai seem to be much more lenient, allowing you to drink as an ill person on Yom Kippur all the way to almost 3 ounces in our illustration. Omar Lei, he answered him, Ki Ishil, when they were giving the case, Ba'og Melech HaBashan Ishil, they were talking about Og Melech HaBashan, a giant. In his case, Melo Lugmav, one cheekful, is actually more than a revius. Now, this sounds like we're just giving a way out, but in reality, if you think about it, this is quite probable that that's what was being discussed in the Beis Medrash, because this is a very unusual thing. Usually we have shiurim that are similar to teaspoon, tablespoon type things. There's an objective standard. It's a kezias. Either you ate the kezias or you didn't eat the kezias. In this case, by Malo Lugmav, it's subjective. It has a variable based on the variant of the person who's being measured. And it is therefore quite probable that as they were developing their shita presentation in trying to explain Malo Lugmav as opposed to revius, that they considered the case, what happens if you have a person whose Malo Lugmav is larger than a revius? And when it says Ki Ishil Ba'og Melech HaBashan, that's actually the case that in all probability was being discussed, because that's the case of the enormity of Nafkamina between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and truly brings out what it is that Beis Hillel is saying in contrast to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai being a formula, a revius, Beis Hillel being a variant. It depends on the person. Either it could be very big or it could be very small. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.